The engine, salt.
Yep.
See some of that?
Hi, how you be?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. Do you have any commas? Or do you know if there are any in the, what you would call
in the cabinet?
I don't know if there are. Let me see, I may have some.
I don't think it's locked.
To your office, though.
Oh. That's right, that is locked, isn't it? It's, what did I do with the plastic thing? Plenty of apostrophes.
That's because there haven't been any apostrophe books for a while.
I sure don't.
Hold it down.
Let me give you the key to my office.
I sure hope there's some down there.
You can look into the cabinets there. Oh, here.
Okay.
Thank you. All
right. Okay. Let's see. Oh, what might you take to, what were those long cars that you take to an airport?
Limousine.
Yeah. And what other kinds of, or what kinds of public transportation they have here in Miami?
Bus primarily is the biggest. Cab, jitney.
Jitney? They call them jitneys? Is that for a cab or a bus?
It's almost like a cab. It's a sort of like a van that will actually drive a certain section of town that comes straight down the street and you can ride it for about a dime.
Oh, I see. It's like the small buses.
Yeah, but it's a privately owned situation. And they run constantly and they stop anywhere. You don't necessarily need a bus stop to stand at or anything like this. Just stand alongside of the road and wait for the jitney to come. And they'll stop and pick you up.
That's good. I knew that jitney was an older term, but I didn't know they had it. How about, what are some of the things, like, if you're sitting in your car looking at the, looking at your everything, what would you see?
Okay, fine. Now you're going to find out how dumb I am about cars. I probably see the radio, the dashboard. Well, for instance, the dashboard is the first big aspect of it. The radio, the light switches, the speedometer, the gas gauge, of course, the heating, the temperature gauge, the battery and output, the cigarette lighter.
Okay. What about that thing that you can lock, that you can put stuff inside of?
Glove compartment.
Okay. How about that? Where would you keep your spare tire?
In the trunk, really.
Okay. And how about the thing that you mash to make the car go faster? What do you call it?
Accelerator. Or gas pedal.
All right. How do you shift gears in a car without automatic transmission? What's the different types of?
Gear shift or stick shift. We used to call it.
Is it any different with is there any different name for it if it's on the floor?
We usually call it stick. Okay. Or four in the floor or something like that. It's
four in the floor. Okay. Now, on residential streets, sometimes you'll be driving along and they'll have these little bumps. You bounce along. Hey, you have any names for those?
Nothing but headache. Or shock destroyer. Front end alignment destroyer or something like that. That's the only thing I can really think of. Nothing.
Alright. They usually, like they say, slow down, and something like that. They'll have these
little bumps in the road.
Yeah. What do you call this thing?
Rubber band.
Alright. And the little wire thing that's coiled around to use keep paper together, what do you call that?
Spiral.
Yeah, well, not in this sense. I don't have one. The one that you, just a little small one that you put right.
Chocolate?
Yeah. Okay.